warning is out from U.S. security officials. Watch out for a Norway-style attack here in the United States. It comes just weeks after a lone gunman shot and killed 69 people at a camp outside Oslo and 8 others at a bombing downtown. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security sent local and state police a bulletin stating small arms operations could be employed through a range of tactics from a lone offender, as illustrated by the recent July 22nd lone shooter attack that took place in Norway, to a coordinated small unit attack involving several operatives. No specific threat is cited, but underscoring the concern, DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano reiterated the threat from smaller groups when talking about security enhancements since September 11th.
So what we see instead now are smaller plots involving fewer people, so they are much more difficult to intercept, to pick up information about in time to intercept.
In November of 2009, Major Nidal Hassan was charged with acting alone in killing 13 people and wounding more than 30 others at Fort Hood. The Army base again became the focus of an alleged lone wolf this summer, but U.S. officials say a plot was thwarted with the arrest of an AWOL soldier in July. Now the anniversary of September 11th is on the radar screen for law enforcement, particularly in New York. Ray Kelly is the city's police commissioner.
How do you protect the city against a lone wolf attack similar to what happened in Norway?
We do a series of things. We have a Nexus program where we go and visit thousands of commercial establishments that could be exploited by a terrorist, getting a material that may make a bomb, something along those lines.
While New York is on constant guard against terrorism working with federal agencies, Kelly says law enforcement continues to check the channels it's always checked since September 11th, and it has police officers overseas also gathering intelligence.
I think we're doing everything we reasonably can do to protect New York, but there are no guarantees.